KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, welcome into ABQ Connect. And hey, have you been to the movies lately? Well, if not, here's a movie for you to consider. We'll play the audio from a trailer that's out, and we'll jump into it. Here we go.
You got your brain.
I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me, one of the most beloved songs of all time.
You inspired millions of people. I mean, what did you think was going to happen? You're just going to ride off into the sunset? No more struggles or pain? So how about you tell me what's really going on? All these years later, seems we find ourselves at the crossroads.
They say sometimes you win some.
The question is,
sometimes you lose some.
Are we still headliner material?
You got another hit cooking?
I know you're able and I know you care.
This tour is your dream. It's our dream.
I'm Tim. I'm Mark's warm-up.
This is my first tour, you know?
It's my first tour, too.
When did an accountant Bart show up?
I don't know, man. About the time I invited my diabetic kid along to this writer's block-inducing make-or-break tour.
Worried I might break him.
Or he just might fix you.
I just want to write something that helps people.
Through the pain we all go through, you will never understand what I'm going through.
Gratitude, grief, finding a way to hold them both. God is in fire, and it is beautiful.
This song needs you.
Sometimes your dreams can rise from the ashes.
Well, if you didn't pick up on it yet, that is the trailer from I Can Only Imagine 2. Now, why would we be playing the trailer for you? Well, I want to introduce you to someone just a little bit involved with the movie. Tim Timmons joins us. Tim, thanks so much for taking the time.
Of course. Of course. I'm honored. Here we go.
Well, listen, for those who haven't made the connection yet, Tim, his part of his life story is shared in the movie. And Tim, you know, as we walk through this, you share as little or as much as you want. But I want people to go to the movie. You know, I don't want to steal the thunder from what's shared in the movie. Yeah. But most people who know anything about it will say, well, the question you're about to ask, Steve, is, well, even if is how this happened, but how did this all come about?
Yeah. So, I don't think I'll give away too much in just the fact that I'm still alive. You know, a lot of times people, when people see the movie, they're like, is Tim still alive? You know? Part of the history on my side is I was given 5 years to live 25 years ago, incurable cancer diagnosis, stage 4. There are still tumors on my liver today. They say they're wearing out my heart, but I keep waking up. And the gift is just kind of this every day I got to wake up again. And I'll talk more about that as we go on. But that's really kind of some of the impetus of this. And so I was living in California with my family. I'm married to a total babe, and we've got 4 teenagers right now, which parenting teenagers is really easy, everybody. So if you have questions about it, just ask me, because I know stuff. We had been going through a really interesting time, my family and I had, and I met a good friend, and we were writing a song named Crystal Lewis, and the song wasn't called Crystal Lewis. I was writing it with Crystal Lewis, and she had brought this verse and this idea, and we then wrote this song that was called My God Is Able. And she didn't want it for her label, and I went to my recording label and I said, you guys, this song is so good, let me just try to rewrite it. And they're like, it's not that good. So I ended up just saying, okay, well, I guess we'll just, this song will just be a song that I get to pray, you know? And then I had the sense this song was for my friend Bart Millard. So Bart Millard is the lead singer in a band called Mercy Me, which the song I Can Only Imagine comes from, and the first movie I Can Only Imagine comes from. And yet I would never go to my friend Bart and say, hey, man, I got a song you should listen to. So I just let Jesus open that door, and he's sitting in my studio, and he's crying about his son with diabetes, and he says the chorus of the song that we had written almost verbatim. And I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So I ended up just playing him the chorus of the song, and then we ended up rewriting the song almost completely. And then we're sitting at the Grammys, and now there's a movie about this song called Even If. And it's just this wild prayer about really about hope. You know, the idea is, even if you don't heal me, God, my hope is you alone. Like, period. That's actually biblical hope, is Jesus alone. So that's kind of the impetus of where that song came from. And really, I don't call them songs much. I call them prayers. I mean, these are like prayers that I have to pray in the middle of the night when worry finds me, you know?
Yeah. And actually, that's a real good place before we continue with the story of how did we end up getting to a movie. We'll take a little time. We're going to play Even If, and most of you are well acquainted with the song, but I got to tell you, Tim, as kind of a singer, songwriter, music nerd, yeah. I was looking at, you know, who wrote that? Bart Millard, Ben Glover, Crystal Lewis, David Garcia, and this guy, Tim Timmons.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what an all-star group of people to collaborate, to put this together. We've all enjoyed it for a long time. Let's enjoy it now. This is Even If on ABQ Connect.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. Stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, I just can't. It's easy to say when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? I know you're able, and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. They say it only takes a little faith. Little faith is all I have right now. God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength to be able to sing.
Save through the fire with your mighty hand, but even if
That is Even If. One of the co-writers of that song, Tim Timmons, is with us. If you just joined us, Tim, good stuff, man. You should keep doing this music stuff.
I mean, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. No, I mean, the most fun part about it is that I kind of gave up 15 years ago. I was writing in Nashville for so long. I was a pastor in Southern California, but I was writing so much here in Nashville and nothing was connecting. And I was tired of working for God. And so at some point I said, Jesus, I'm done working for you. If you want to do something cool that's best for your kingdom and not mine, then you open those doors and I'll just join you. If I work at Starbucks, that I work at Starbucks, but you just open doors and I will walk through those. And so my favorite part about all this is really just like, you know, I love that I had to give it up and say, Jesus, you open doors, and then I keep walking through, and now here's this thing. So that's actually my favorite part of the whole story.
Yeah. Yeah. And now listen, we talk about favorite part of the story. Is there a favorite part of the movie you want people to be dialed into when they get to the theater?
Yeah. I mean, number one, just how good looking I am in this movie. that really has been tough for my humility. A guy named Milo Ventimiglia, who was in This Is Us and Gilmore Girls and Heroes, just this incredible actor. Come to find out he's an incredible human, and we've become really great friends. And just watching him play out some of the hardest things in my story, or in my journey, I should say, it's such an honor and so powerful. There are a few moments, even when I watched him play me with my cancer journey. And I would just sit and cry. I remember when we were filming, I would just cry. Even there are a few moments that you can watch out for that are my favorite moments in the movie. It's when my wife, Hillary, is being played by Arielle Kebble, also an incredible actress. But this whole notion of her not writing an X on her wrist. And if you haven't seen the movie, don't worry about it. It'll make a lot more sense when you watch the movie. But I write an X on my wrist every single morning. And I woke up again. You know, as I said before, I was given 5 years to live 25 years ago with cancer, still have the tumors. So today is a new day. Like, I got to wake up again today. If you were looking at me right now, you'd see a written X on my wrist, which just stood for the Christ years ago, the X did. So I write this X every single morning. And just saying, Jesus, you woke me up again. I want to join you today. And so in the movie, my wife actually says, I actually don't want to put that on my wrist. And then when I'm in the hospital at this one point, she ends up doing it. It's like I just bawl every time. I've seen the movie 800 million times, and I still bawl every single time. So that's kind of a special just moment just for me.
All right. Well, let me invite the rest of the listeners. If you haven't gone out to see I Can Only Imagine 2, that there's your assignment, and you can bawl with Tim as you walk through that scene. Tim, thanks for sharing the very personal part of the story. Hey, listen, if you just tuned in, we're in the midst of a conversation with Tim Timmons of I Can Only Imagine 2. Tim is going to be in Albuquerque. We're going to talk about that when Let's we go. Come back from the break on ABQ Connect. In the midst of a conversation with Tim Timmons of I Can Only Imagine 2. You know, I almost hesitate to say that, Tim, but that's the current thing. You've been doing this for a long time, putting words to paper and music to paper. Yeah. And on that note, Tim, let me say thank you for blessing so many with the content that you've allowed God to use you in.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I don't see these as just like Christian songs. I don't know how many more of those we need, but I think prayers that help Jesus people, like,
yeah, you know,
give Jesus their attention all week long are the songs that we really need. And so that's what I love, love, love writing. And it's also a little selfish just because I need to pray these things. Because if I can pray this, you know, it's just like this, my new single, Wake Me Up Again. The idea is it's giving the reason why I write an X on my wrist every single morning. And it's my hope at the end of this movie is that, and just even at my book or with my music, is that people would be able to find their own X. And the X for me stood for the Christ years ago. And it's just saying, Jesus, I want to join you today because you woke me up one more day. And as far as I know, I got today. It's almost like Jesus knew what he was talking about when he's like, hey, don't worry about tomorrow. Just deal with what's in front of you today. And I just, my hope is that people would find their own X, whether it's like changing your watch hand or putting an X on your wrist or a certain piece of jewelry or something that just reminds you to wake up with gratitude, even in the midst of holding grief.
Oh, I love that. Well, brand new music from Tim Timmons. Let's share it. This may be the first time you've heard it. It's Tim Timmons' Wake Me Up Again on ABQ Connect.
I write an X on my wrist every day that I wake, 'cause sometimes I can forget that I was wonderfully made. So why should I be afraid when you put breath in my lungs? So every moment I get, God is beautiful. With every part of me, I will bring my hallelujahs, all my worship to you. Every day you wake me up again, I will go where you are leading, joining with you, Jesus. Every day. X on my wrist just to thank you for this, that every struggle I'm in, God, you're with me in it. In the valley, in the shadows, through the fire and the flood, in the sorrow, in my weakness, you are enough. I will bring my hallelujahs, all my King Jesus, King Jesus. From the rising of the sun to setting of the same, let my life bring you praise. King Jesus, King Jesus. From the rising of the sun to setting of the same, let my life bring you praise. I will bring my hallelujahs, all my worship to you.
Tim Timmons is our guest. We're in the midst of a conversation. Tim, of course, a big part of the movie, I Can Only Imagine, too. It tells part of his life story. And Tim, earlier in our conversation, you mentioned how, you know, the X on the wrist in the part of the movie that, I mean, it really still brings you to tears. Well, now every time we hear this song, we're going to be touched. I mean, wow. I already said it once, but thank you for letting God use you in those things. You know, some of where I wanted to go, Tim, well, I mentioned it earlier, so I should actually pull back to, I mentioned you're coming to Albuquerque.
Yes.
And for those who have not heard yet, Tim is going to be joining us and hopefully about 20,000 other people at University Stadium on Easter morning. Tim, have you ever stood up in front of that many people on Easter?
Not on Easter, not on Easter. I'm so excited. I'm starting to stretch right now. I'm doing some stretches in my house every morning. So we'll see how I do.
Well, listen, most of the time, we have fantastic weather. Now you're going to be blessed with being able to look at people with sun shining on them, and hopefully they'll be wearing their sunglasses and put on sunscreen, because
I love it.
It's literally sunrise service. Starts at 7:30 at University Stadium. Details are at easterabq.com. But Tim, again, I don't want to steal thunder, but you're going to be sharing, some worship on stage with the Calvary worship team as well. What can people expect Easter morning?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I guess Easter can sometimes feel cliche. It's like, well, okay, Jesus woke up, Jesus rose, and we get to go to heaven now. But I think what's so exciting about this whole idea of the good news about Jesus, and Jesus says it over and over and over, that every time he talks about the good news, it's about the availability of his kingdom here and now and forevermore. And I know that so many people listening to this right now and that will be at that morning, on Easter morning with all of us, so many of us are walking through so many hard things, right? Like, life is so difficult. And if it's just getting us to heaven, I don't know if that's just such a small part, but the beauty is that we're being invited into walking with Jesus starting today. And Jesus raising from the dead is just our reminder of, like, yes, Jesus, you've invited us into a way that we can grieve the hard things with him. Like, he grieves these things with us, and we get to join him in the middle of our grief and with gratitude because he woke us up another day to join him in life. So I just get so excited about Easter morning and just the idea of new things coming up, the sun rising. So I'm really excited about that morning. And I want it to be more than just like a Christian service, who cares? But like, part of the movement of Jesus is what we get to like walk in together and experience. So I'm really excited about it. Hence why I'm stretching.
Well, listen, whenever they're on KLYT, whenever there's an earthquake or tornado, some kind of a natural disaster, a wildfire, we often point our audience to Samaritan's Purse and the work they're doing to recover and to reach people with the hope of Christ. And I think what you just shared there, Tim, we often think of those disasters as widespread and impacting a community, but sometimes those disasters are personal, and they're in a much more focused area, like the things that you dealt with in dealing with cancer, and someone may be dealing with an addiction or a divorce or a death, and the hope you just shared is going to be, the hope that we celebrate on Easter morning. But again, thank you for taking time to share your story and where people can find hope. Do you want to speak to that anymore?
No, I just think all I know is that we woke up again today, people. I mean, it's why I do what I do. I shouldn't have another day, but really none of us should have another day. Like, the gift of my cancer journey or anybody's sorrow is perspective. And that's why I write books. That's why I write songs, is just trying to say, guys, we get to have a different perspective. Even while holding grief, we get to also hold gratitude. And trying to figure out, how do we encourage each other to wake up, just more intentionally. So, this is so fun. Jesus, the way of Jesus is so much more beautiful than anything I'd ever seen before. So I'm excited to be a part of this.
All right. Well, Tim, listen, we appreciate your time. Look forward to seeing you Easter morning at University Stadium. Details on that at EasterABQ.com. Tim, I'll let you set this up. We're going to leave folks with Everywhere I Go. Anything you want to say about the song before we jump in?
Yeah, gosh, this song is really fun and seems like just a fun jam, pop jam. But the heart behind it is that my daughter, one time, she prayed for me before I went on tour. She said, Jesus, would you be with my daddy as he goes out on tour? And it would seem so sweet, but it hit me, and it's the worst prayer I've ever taught my daughter. Like, how many times do we pray, God, be with me in this? And I think he's kind of looking at us going, I'm right here. Like, I haven't gone anywhere. I'm right here. I'm actually walking with you all day long. And so that's my reminder, is that even as I put in the X on my wrist, and that we woke up again, we say, Jesus, I get to walk with you everywhere I go. You are at work in all things. So this is Tim Timmons singing Everywhere I Go, inviting us to join Jesus everywhere we go.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
Everywhere I go on this road.